I'm KYW's Dave Uram with the great Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, after a no contest 28-3 Eagles win over the Giants at MetLife Stadium. Merrill, what stood out to you from win number four for the Eagles?
Once again, the Eagles failed to score in the first quarter. But once that first quarter ended, they exploded. They played a great game offensively, defensively, everything about it. The running game was spectacular. Here's Saquon Barkley going back to New York, and all he does is gain 176 rushing yards. Absolutely amazing.
How impressive to you was the way Saquon handled this week when all that attention was put on him returning to North Jersey?
He said he has to focus. He can't let his emotions run away with him. He went out there, he played professionally, but he is still such an enormous talent that you can stop him three, four, five times in a row, but eventually he's going to get you for a big game.
And that 176 yards was the second most he's had in a game in his career. 189 is his career high. He was very close to that. He obviously had a chance to get it in the fourth quarter, but Nick Sirianni said post-game that when he approached Saquon that he was getting close to his record, Saquon said, "Let the other guys eat." What does it say about Saquon that he didn't feel that he had to get that record today, and he would rather see his teammates get some playing time in the fourth quarter?
Well, it's the same thing, the same approach he took before the game where he said, "I don't care if I gain 10 yards as long as this team wins." He's all about winning. He's a great teammate. He really is.
Jalen Hurts in this game, Merrill. His stats, let's see here, 10 of 14, 114 yards, one touchdown, a 119.3 rating, and two rushing touchdowns. What did you think of Jalen?
He did everything he was supposed to do. You're not going to find many games in which he only has to throw the ball 14 times. But when he did, he was accurate, and he threw a great pass for a touchdown to A.J. Brown. He caught him in stride way down the left sideline and put the ball right into his hands. So he played as well as he had to play. And another big thing about Jalen Hurts, this is the second game in a row where there were no turnovers, no interceptions, no fumbles. That's big.
And that's a huge reason why the Eagles won. His two rushing touchdowns in this game, which were both from the brotherly shove, the tush push, it tied and moved him past LeSean McCoy for third all-time in Eagles rushing touchdowns. And this last one, his second one, tied him with Wilbert Montgomery for second in the Eagles franchise history with 45. What did you think of those career marks for Jalen, Merrill?
Well, that's great for Jalen, who is a great player. But the most impressive run came late in the game where he had to scamper out of the pocket. He took off around the corner and ran for 16 yards. He still has that terrific burst.
On the other side of the ball, big day by the defense, 8 sacks. So here's my question. Is the defense playing better, or was that the result of taking on a bad offense?
Probably a combination of both. But this is what's impressive. If you go back, you will find now that this defense has not allowed a touchdown in 9.5 quarters. Don't forget, last week there was one touchdown and 3 field goals scored by the Browns, but the touchdown came against the special teams on a blocked field goal recovered by Rodney McLeod and running for a touchdown. So I don't care who you're playing, when you're not allowing touchdowns for 9.5 quarters, you're doing something very, very well.
Yep, they're definitely doing their job. I got to ask about this, and you brought it up in the beginning. Once again, no first quarter points. The final score is what matters the most, but what do you make of the fact that it's been 6 games without scoring a point in the first quarter?
It's something they continue to work on, but the important thing is that they put 28 points up on the board, and I think that's all that really counts.
And I'll close with this. How did it feel, Merrill? Because there's a bunch of ways you can look at it. If you look at the Eagles games from this season and a lot of them from last season, based on what your perspective is, it's either been almost a calendar year or more than a calendar year since they've had a comfortable win. How did it feel to finally call a comfortable win?
Well, it wasn't very dramatic. And, you know, I like dramatic. But it was nice to see the Eagles win by more than 2 touchdowns. The last time they won this comfortably, I think it was 31-17. They beat the Dolphins last year in October on a Sunday night.
It's been a while, but you know what? They were due for a comfortable win. Next up, the Cincinnati Bengals on the road. Unless I'm mistaken, they've never won at that place before, but they have a good win to build off of heading into week 8. Merrill, always appreciate your time. We'll talk about this one as well as that game up coming up against the Bengals throughout the week. That is the great Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.